Smash or FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
What's everybody? It's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com Radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have been tuning into my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. I'm always grateful and appreciative on all you guys' listenership. We're going to have a great show for you guys today. If you're into cool pop artists or actresses, we got my lovely dear friend Reese Warren coming back into the studio. But before that, we want to do a couple plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you like the music we're playing, especially by Reese Warren, email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. Or if you'd like to see our in-studio guest photos, such as actress, pop artist, Reese Warren, go to our Facebook page over on Star Roast Entertainment. And then last but not least, if you want to hit me up on socials, you can do so at Tyrone Tan. That's T-Y-R-O-N-E-T-A-N as in Nancy over on formerly known as Twitter, which is now X. And then also thanks to the hacker there, at Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram. And then there's this new thing called Threads. So you could check me out over at Tyrone Tan Official over on Threads. And then if you really want to hit me up on Facebook, you could go to Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. So without further ado, we're going to be bringing in my guest co-host of the hour. We normally do a lot of different guest co-hosts that come in and they help make it fun in the studio with me. And we like to rotate with a lot of guest co-hosts. So I want to say first, thank you to all the awesome guest co-hosts that have been on throughout the seasons. But we're going to be bringing back someone in. Well, actually, I don't even think she was on as a guest co-host. She came in here as a spectator. But now we're going to bring her in as a guest co-host to introduce our guest of the hour. Because this guest of the hour is an actual special person to me. She's a dear friend, but also a cool artist who was on here before. So it's funny because the guest of the hour was the guest co-host last time, and now she's the guest this time. So now her mom's going to be the guest co-host. I hope that's all that you guys got that all cleared out. But we're going to bring in, she is a dear friend. She is also known, and she says I should say this, she's also a momager or a personal talent manager to this particular artist, Reese Warren. She is my dear friend. Here she is, guest co-host of the hour, Tanya Warren. Welcome.
Hi, Ty.
Hi, Ty.
Hi, everybody.
You could go close more towards the mic. There you go.
Don't be scared.
How you doing, Tanya?
I'm doing well. It's a great Wednesday night.
Yeah, wonderful Wednesday. Because the last time you were here, but you're more of like a spectator watching.
Yeah.
So tell the audience a little bit about yourself before we bring in the guests of the arts. Talk a little bit about yourself. I know you're a little humble.
Well, I am Reese's personal manager. We have been growing her since she was about 3 years old. So pretty much my life is revolving around driving her everywhere.
Now, growing as in physically growing or as an artist?
As an artist,
as
a
both,
yeah.
Or both ways?
Well, she has grown a little.
Yeah, that's right. I'm assuming since 3 years old she's grown.
Actually, probably not much. No, I'm kidding. Just so you guys all know, she's only like 4 feet 11.
That's
so.
Okay. She's a bundle of joy of 4 feet 11, right?
Yes, that's right.
But cool. So you're kind of like manager career.
Yes.
Awesome. Uh-huh. And what's it like being, for those that don't know, I know you say it's okay to say this, but as a quote unquote momager, tell people that don't know what that is, because there's people from all over the world that maybe they're not familiar with that term. But what would you define that as for yourself?
Well, I would actually define it mostly as a taxi driver. And just the person who is there for her needs personally, and to be a sounding board professionally as well. Mm-hmm. We work together on her plans for her future and what her dreams are, and to help to facilitate that. So a lot of times momager gets a really bad connotation, but It actually isn't if everybody is on the same page and we work together as a team. And Reese and I really are a team. We've been a team since she was three.
That's awesome. And you guys get along, which is a good thing.
Yes, okay, for the most part. Yeah. Most
but that's cool. And it's funny. You actually are a very pleasant, quote unquote, momager. Because there are some that out there, you know. That cannot be, but there's a lot of great ones that I've gotten to meet and gotten to know through the years that are actually really there for the kids' best interests, but also you know, and not try to overshadow that, so to speak.
Yeah.
But that's great. I don't know, by any chance, we're gonna try to cut to the chase here, but I don't know if you got the memo. Did you get the memo?
I don't know. If
the memo is the guest co-host of the hour. We talk about some movie reviews before being the guest. By any chance, have you seen any movies in the theater lately? If not, I could always go to my backup plan.
Actually, in the theater, no. I have watched a lot of the Oscar-nominated films, but I've watched them at home. I like to watch movies where I'm not hearing a bunch of noise.
Okay.
So a lot of times I won't be at the theater. I did watch Poor Things at the theater.
Okay. So. Well, what I was going to do, since you didn't see anything recent in the theater, we like to do some movies most of the time that are out. So do you mind if I do a review on this one cool movie?
Sure.
Okay, so this movie I'm going to review, I just got to see this. It's called Civil War, which is with Kirsten Dunst. I'm going to do a quick review on that. Okay, thanks to IMDb here. I got to see this week, and again, it's called Civil War, rated R. Thanks to IMDb, here's a little quick synopsis. A journey across a dystopian future America, following a team of military embedded journalists as they race against time to reach D.C. before rebel factions descend upon the White House. Directed and written by Alex Garland and starring the awesome Kirsten Dunst, Wagner Mora, Kaylee Spiney, Jefferson White, Nick Offerman, Nelson Lee, Evan Leigh, if I'm mispronouncing anyone's names, I do apologize, and a plethora of great talent here. I got to check this out. You didn't get to check it out, did you, right?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
I get to check this out, and I have to say, I really, really enjoyed this movie. I think this is one of Kirsten Dunst's such a great work. I mean, she's done such a great work, but I think this is a role I really liked her in. And I also want to say, I think Nick Offerman did also, but I really, really, really enjoyed Kaylee Spaney, who plays Jesse in this movie. She just did a really great job. Everyone did. I mean, and the movie was just very intense, dramatic. There's a lot of action as well. It was just, I was just drawn in from the beginning for me.
Yeah, it sounds interesting. And I love Kirsten Dunst as an actress.
I thought you said that different Kirsten, but yeah.
Yes. Of course, in Interview with the Vampire, she's amazing, and I just enjoy her as an actress and as a whole.
Yeah, she was awesome. But everyone just did good, and I thoroughly enjoyed this movie. It took me a lot to digest as well because it's something that could possibly happen in the future. If we're not careful.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just really, really intensive for me. So again, if you like dramas and like just a good film, I highly recommend checking out Civil War. Again, directed and written by Alex Garland, starring the awesome Kirsten Dunst, Kaylee Spaney, Nick Offerman, Jefferson White, Wagner Mora, and again, a lot of great other talents in here that are awesome. So again, that's our little quick review. So again, I don't know if you got the other memo. The guest co-host of the hour arranges a way to bring in our guests of the hour to make them feel special. So sometimes we bring people in on, let's say, limos or Millennium Falcons or hang gliders or something like that. Did you by any chance arrange a way to bring in our guests of the hour? Because, I mean, I'm assuming since you're her momager that you might have arranged something. Or I could always go to my backup plan of how we could bring in this guest of the hour.
Well, why don't we bring her in on a princess carriage?
Or like a Cinderella-esque carriage?
Yes,
yeah, that is actually, she is like kind of like a little princess. Do you ever call her princess by any chance? Have you ever called her through the years, your little princess?
I have. Yes, I have.
She is like, let me describe her. She's a sweet, beautiful human being.
Yes.
Okay, we got that check mark, princess. Pretty? Yes. We get that check mark. There we go.
Yes.
talented.
Yes.
Well, we're going to embarrass her, but we'll do. And then she's also a good, just a very humble human being. So I think that all qualifies as a check marks to bring her in on the Cinderella-esque carriage, because she is kind of like a little Cinderella-esque person, so to speak, princess. So we'll bring her in. So on the count of three, what are you going to do? You're going to open up that studio door over there. You're going to whistle in the horses, and then we're going to bring her in on the Cinderella-esque carriage. Okay, so on the count of three, okay, here we go. You're whistling in the horses. Okay, one, two, and three. Uh-oh. Here she comes into the studio. On the Cinderella S carriage. She's waving to all the fans. Look at all those fans out there. She's signing autographs. They're like throwing roses at her, throwing phone numbers. I don't know if she's taken, guys. And then she's stopping for selfies. Uh-oh, here she comes. Stopping for the paparazzi. Here she is coming down, walking into the studio off the Cinderella S carriage. Here she is. She's an actress. She's a singer. But all around, she is an all-around beautiful, dear human being. And my dear friend, here she is, pop artist sensation, Reese Warren.
Hello. Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me here.
Reese Warren to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Woo! Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome, Reese Warren.
What a grand entrance.
Yeah, we had to do it up for you. Spared no expense. Tanya, did you keep the receipt for all that?
First of all, yeah. Mom, you cannot whistle.
So true. She's right.
All right. Well, again, welcome, pop artist, actress Reese Warren to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN.
Hello.
Well, welcome back. Well, first off, you were a guest co-host last time.
Yes, I was.
And now you are a guest of the hour.
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, again, it was cool. So we had to do it up for you there. So again,
thank you so much.
Tanya Warren, a.k.a. Momager, a.k.a. personal talent to the star, Reese Warren, for arranging that. So Reese Warren, we want to welcome you back.
Thank you. Second,
we want the audience to get to know a little bit about you, because you really get to go in depth about yourself last time. So they got a little bit of a little tidbit about you, but now let's go a little bit more deeper. So we'd like to start off with our hard hitting question. I don't know if your people talk to my people about this, or if your mom just talked about you, but we like to start off with a hard hitting question, and it'll get lighter from there. Okay, ready? Here we go. The hard hitting question is: where are you born and raised?
Oh, shoot. I'm born in California, and I'm raised in California. I'm based in LA.
Now, did you know growing up that you always wanted to be in the showbiz, entertainment, whether it's an actress or a singer?
To be honest, yes. Yes, I did. When I was 3 years old, I remember watching Toddlers and Tiaras with my mom.
Toddlers and Tiaras.
Pageant show.
It's like a reality show?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Pageant show for a reality show for pageant people.
Wow. So you were watching that at 3 years old?
Yes.
Wow, I think I was watching like Sesame Street. But anyway.
Well, you always watch that stuff too. But yeah. My mom would invite me in to watch some stuff with her. And she had that on. And I was watching it with her. And I looked at her. I was like, I want to do that.
Really?
And
you want to be a tiara girl or whatever?
Like a tiara girl?
Because it's called Toddlers and Tiara, right?
I wanted to be a pageant girl.
Okay, is that what they call the game? Sorry.
So I got into pageants. I got into dance, cheer, gymnastics. That's basically where it started. Then I broke off gymnastics, stopped doing cheer. I stopped doing pageants after that.
Did you win any pageants?
Yes.
Okay.
I did. I actually only got a low-scoring title once.
What?
Or twice.
And when you say low, the rest were high scores?
Is that,
I don't know how all that works.
Like
I thought you just win. You
know,
they go by scores?
Yes. Okay. And they title. And she just was, she only didn't get in the money, as they say.
Got it.
That's it.
Money.
Is it what they say sometimes? Is it kind of catty in the pageant world? I don't know. I know some people that were involved, and sometimes it can get. But I don't know if your experience, because maybe you're a little younger.
There's always gonna be just catty people in like every industry. Uh-huh. So, but definitely in pageants, you know, and most likely dance. They're definitely the worst.
Got it, got it. But so, well, at least you won. So you walked away before you quit as a winner of some pageants.
Yes.
About how many trophies do you think you got in your room?
Or
your...
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Okay, so that many, huh? Okay.
I had... Okay, so my dad had to install these shelves on, like, the top of my walls all around to hold all my crowns.
Wow.
And they were, like, they would fall off the they would fall off the edge sometimes.
So, well, enough to have a couple shelves.
Yeah.
Wow, there you go.
And then I had this, I have this one big, I don't know, like...
Like a mantle, maybe, or like a...
It's like my window and it's a wall. I don't know. It's like this big kind of shelf.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, well, and I kept all my trophies on there. And then we kept the ones that didn't fit in like cupboards.
Wow. In your closet.
Wow,
in
my so you
closet.
Got a lot. Wow, there you go.
And then my dad also installed a pole to put my sashes on.
Wow. Well, that's cool. That's awesome. So, and then did you leave award space for like a Grammy and an Oscar maybe somewhere down the line?
I can always make some.
Yeah, yeah. Or your dad can start building you a shelf.
Another shelf.
So now who are your inspirations growing up, whether a singer or an acting? Because, I mean, pageant is one thing, you know, kind of modeling, so to speak, right? But then where did the acting bug come into play or singing bug come into play?
Well,
or did you do that while you're doing the pageant?
Well, I mean, I was big into musical theater, so I think that's where the acting started. And we decided to go commercial acting or, you know, professional acting when I was around 8. I don't exactly remember what got me into that, but, I got into it. Okay. I think it was a friend.
Was there anyone inspired to you, like as an actress maybe, or someone or an actor that you liked on TV that said, oh, I want to kind of be like, you know, like them?
I don't know. I just kind of wanted to be like every actor I saw.
Okay, who's your
favorite?
Definitely
on Disney, though.
Okay,
so my favorite, I'd say now, would be Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande. Okay, so you grew up watching her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as a singer and an actress, or just as more of an actress?
Singer and actress.
Okay, awesome. So that would be like an inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
So, which was kind of surprised. I don't know if your mom told you. Oh, yeah, you want to come in? Ah! No, teasing.
That's like my number one.
Is that someone who you would want to meet?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, cool. So that was your inspiration. That's mm-hmm. great. And then, so that what was her, what show was she on? Was that
Victorious?
Victorious.
Okay. Sam and Cat. Just a lot of Nickelodeon shows.
So yeah. What about actors? Was there any actors you had crushes on?
Oh.
Who did you have in your wall? Was there anyone that you had like posters on your wall maybe?
I honestly don't remember. Mom.
I could tell
you. Okay. Wait, who? Tanya Warren, guest co-host. Who was one of her crushes?
Okay, so it's so funny because you're going to know these guys.
Oh, really? Okay.
They're your friends. But young Leo, of course.
Oh, young Leo. Okay. DiCaprio.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And young Ralph Macchio.
Ralph Macchio from Karate Kid.
From Karate Kid.
And Cobra Kai.
Yeah, Cobra Kai. Those two mainly, I think.
Okay. Not growing up, though.
But well, those were the ones you used to kind of want to go see and stuff when you were younger. Like, and I'm like, they're older now, honey. They don't look like that anymore.
That's funny. Oh, that's cool. Well, what was your favorite Leo movie?
Titanic.
Titanic? Okay. I think that's almost everyone's go-to, so to speak. But there are some people that say different things, especially when...
Mine is Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet?
Yeah, I love Romeo and Juliet, too. I like Titanic.
Awesome.
I love Titanic.
Okay, so then Ariana Grande, Leonardo DiCaprio, who and anyone else? And what about... So singer was your all-time is Ariana Grande.
Yes, and if I had to choose another one, it'd probably be Tori Kelly because she's just amazing in every way.
Okay, cool.
And with her singing.
Now, how about you? Now, before we keep going, guest co-host Tanya Warren, do you have any questions for Reese Warren, aka your daughter, but aka also one of your talents that you manage, so to speak, or the talent that you do manage? as if you don't know her, for the audience to know, what do you think would be a cool question that you could think of that the audience would like to know about her early start of her career before we get into the nitty gritty?
Okay. What was your favorite part about your first acting jobs, your commercials and stuff? What was your favorite memory?
I just like the fact that I got to go to these commercial sites and meet new people and just be friends with new people and have fun with them. Like that one commercial that I did for the games, like where I had that family, like the guy I did that commercial with, or I don't even remember who it was. It was super fun. And I remember that the one guy dressed up as like a robot and I had to like screw. I don't even know, but it was super fun. <It's>
What was your first job, so to speak? Or do you remember your first actual professional job, whether it's acting or singing?
I don't know if I do.
I think it was Ethos Life commercial. I think it might have been an Ethos Life commercial. Might have been one before that. Oh, it also could have been an LOL Watch commercial because she does LOL. A lot of voiceovers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, let's talk about that because you also do a lot of voice. Let's see for people that don't know much about yourself and that hopefully or not fans already that want to become more fans. Tell a little bit about your background in the sense of like what do you think a lot of people would know you from, so to speak?
Well, I am in Final Fantasy VII.
Uh-oh.
And
that's a video game.
Yeah, it is.
Awesome. And what's your character in that one?
Priscilla.
Now, I have not played Final Fantasy in so long, but I know there's a lot of versions of it. But okay,
there's so many. But I love watching. Like I love watching people play that game. I love watching people play games. But it feels so lucky to like be in a video game, especially such a huge franchise like that.
Is Priscilla like the princess, or what is she? What's her character?
She's She's a little girl. She's like 13. She's around my age, and she plays with dolphins.
Okay.
And just helps her friends, I think.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, and then how was it getting that? I mean, obviously, when you get in a big video game, because I have a lot of friends that do those as well, voiceover, and they're like the fans are very fanatic, so to speak, in a good way. I mean, so you get hardcore people that like just love you for that and like. Stop.
Yeah.
Can you do voices of Priscilla?
I don't think I've ever gotten one of those, okay. But I don't check the DMs or anything like on Instagram much.
You don't check the Final Fantasy DMs, but but okay. So when you got that, how old were you when you got that?
So that one was last year. That's her second huge gaming franchise.
Wow. Yeah. What was the first?
Two of the largest gaming franchises ever.
I'm in.
Fallout 76.
Oh, Fallout 76. Mm-hmm. What character are you in Fallout?
I play Daphne.
Daphne. Okay, what's that like being part of? So what is it like being part of two big video game franchises?
It's very exciting because, I don't know, I love voiceover. And just the fact that I'm able to be into very large video games is very cool.
And the fans are crazy. They do full-on, critiques and do screenshots of like for Daphne. They had the whole like player thing. This guy,
this player, drawing her.
Yeah, so like it just did a whole thing on her. And then on Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, they just love Priscilla.
I remember when that game came out. I like looked up on YouTube my character, and I would just watch YouTube videos of people like explaining my character and what they had to say about her.
Wow, and very happy. Have you by any chance gone to go any conventions where you get the signed stuff for people yet?
No, like, not yet.
Okay, well maybe hopefully you should, you know, maybe. But LOL?
I'm on season 4 for LOL House of Surprises. So
and that's an animation?
Yes.
Series? Because I know isn't that like a toy?
Or? Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but it's also a big animated series on YouTube and on Netflix. And she plays MC Swag.
MC Swag,
so
all right.
She's in her
MC
fourth Swag. Season of that.
Wow. Yeah. Is there like a toy off your figure?
Yes.
Off your character? Oh, wow. So you potentially probably have toys of you, your character, on all three things, probably. Maybe.
Yes. Yes, she does.
Really?
Absolutely, she does.
Okay, because I'm going to have to go probably buy one of them. Because I collect a lot of toy merchandise stuff.
Really?
Especially people that I know that are voices or something or characters. I always like collecting them, you know.
Well,
so you got to sign
so
something
sweet.
For you. You have to sign something.
Yes,
for,
we'll get it for okay. you.
I actually used to own one of my LOL dolls. But I don't know where that. I don't know what happened to that.
Nice to know you appreciate that, Karen. I need to own it, but I don't know. I gave it to the dog or something. Anyway, so cool. So then when did singing come into play?
Okay, so... Like I said, I was a big musical theater kid, and singing had been a part of my life, like, forever. I have a musical family, and everybody on my dad's side of the family plays an instrument or sings. Like, I remember this one time I went to Texas, or my family, we went to Texas to visit my dad's side of the family, and we had this night, they came here, and they bought a rental here, and they're rich, by the way. They bought like this huge house, but everybody
this
just
is on
got
your dad's side. Yes. So we become chums with your dad's side. I'm teasing.
But we all got together, all my cousins and like aunties and uncles on that side of the family, and like everybody played an instrument, and we could all like play a different instrument too, and it was just so cool because we were just making music together. It was really cool.
Now let me say, because I know we have a little connection here in the sense of ethnicities. Mm-hmm. For those that can't see you, because I mean we'll see obviously pictures, but what's your background, ethnicity background?
My ethnicity, I am half Filipino, but
which is what I am. Yes. I'm half Filipino.
I don't look it. Like, I look like the whitest person ever.
No, but you know what? My sister is very light-skinned Filipino. And so you remind me of because I have three sisters. And myself, my older sister, and my younger sister are more dark-complected. And then my lighter sister is more like you. And they call him, the mestiza, something like that. Well, there's like a neat nickname.
Yeah, in Hawaiian. That we just always get called Hapa Haole.
Okay, so like, yeah, so, okay. Oh, is that your other half?
No. Okay, so I'm half Filipino.
Okay.
Like, my ethnicity is Filipino. My grandpa was Filipino, but his family and like my family had moved to Hawaii and already been there for like a few generations. So my ethnicity is Filipino, but technically I'm Hawaiian. Well, it's hard to understand, but
half. Yeah.
Okay, so half, about half and half or something.
And then her father is white, obviously.
Oh, okay, so there you go. So well then, Caucasian and Filipino. Yeah. Got it. Okay, cool. And that's the rich side, right? We'll give a shout out to the rich side of the family as well. What's your dad's name?
Thomas Warren.
Thomas Warren, Tyrone Town. So when you do the will, you know. I'm teasing.
Tell that to my Uncle Bobby.
Oh, yeah. Uncle Bobby. Hey, how you doing? I'm teasing. So, so the Warrens. And then what's your side of the family last name?
Well, my birth father's last name was Natividad.
Natividad. Okay. So, is that Philippine? Was that?
Yeah, I know. It's a very Spanish sounding last name, but they are from the Philippines, and then migrated to Hawaii during, I actually looked it up one time, it's like during this big tumultuous period in the Philippines, where there was a lot of migration to the Hawaiian Islands, so it was a while back, I mean, before World War II or, you know.
Got it.
So after World War I, I'm thinking, I don't know.
What?
Well, we're getting some history here. Yeah. Now, Reese, was your, obviously your mom has been supportive, was your family, do you have your brothers or sisters as well or no?
Okay, so my mom and dad have always been completely 100% supportive of my career in every way possible, and I'm super thankful for that. However, every single other member of my family has always been disapproval of it.
Wait, now when you say every single member, are you talking about outside the house relatives, or are you talking about inside the house? Like me?
Inside the house and outside the
house. Really? What about, do you have brothers or sisters?
I have three brothers and two sisters.
Wow, I didn't even know that.
I think honestly, my sisters.
Are you the youngest, or
I'm youngest by 8 years, nine years.
Oh wow! Okay, so yeah. Big gap. Okay, so I have a big gap. I have a big gap with some of my sisters as well. Mm-hmm. But so they none were supportive, or they're not supportive, or they're jealous. No, I'm teasing.
Well,
not jealous. You know, like.
I think my sisters are pretty supportive, and honestly, the only brother that I have that's really against it is my brother Tristan. Probably because he's just really protective of me. He doesn't want anything to happen to me, and he thinks that me being out there so much, you know, something's bad's gonna happen to me. But
well, that's a cool defense for him. You know, brothers are like that, but that's cool because you are gonna get to that level, or if not already, where guys, you know, start to go, hey, Reese, hey, how you going? Are you in high school or where are you in right now?
I'm in high school, my freshman.
Are you getting that already? Where guys are trying to pick up on you, whether they don't know your age or not, or are you at a position point? Your mom's nodding yes. are you allowed to date yet?
Yes.
Okay. There you go. But how are you one of those that like? You seem always very humble, but are you flattered, or you're kind of like, put the numbers with all the rest of the people that do you know that you have a certain look that people might be, you know, coming on to you, so to speak, if that makes sense?
Well, you know, it's always very brave of them. So I'm always very flattered. But, you know, I don't know.
Well, yeah, but that's where probably why your brother's going to be so protective, because kind of like the brother. You know, I have a younger sister as well, so you tend to be that. So I don't think they're maybe not supportive. They're probably just protective. Well, maybe the better word is protective.
Very protective.
Yeah.
He's very protective, especially.
Well, give a shout out to your brother. What's your name? Tristan?
Tristan,
what's up, Tristan? So, but that's great. That's cool. But that's cool. You know what? I just say, like I said, as you get older, you're going to, you know, it's going to be cool to kind of have that protective support system for you.
Yeah.
So that's cool. But that's awesome. So let's do this. Let's get into some of your music, okay?
Yes.
So let's talk about, you know, really quickly, we want to play before time runs out here because we're already, you know, time is going quick. Let's talk about you got some songs you want to play. So let's talk about your music. You got one music we're going to play, and then we'll talk a little bit more, and then hopefully we can play the other music. What's OMG? I hear this. What's OMG?
OMG is a song. Sorry, a song sort of about, you know, going on having a crush. You know, going on a kind of first date. You know, like you never really thought that it would happen, but it did, and it's kind of like a first boyfriend. You know,
okay.
You know, someone that you're pursuing things with, I guess.
And what inspired you to do that particular song?
That's where I was at, you know, in my life.
And you write your own stuff, for people that don't know. Do you write your own stuff?
I wrote these songs with Danny and Timeline, which are amazing producers.
Danny,
and amazing
give a shout out. What's his name? Danny?
Danny Haji.
Danny Haji?
Danny, yeah.
Okay.
And Timeline 333, by the
okay.
way.
Okay.
Yes. So they helped write the song. They did most of the writing, but I usually do write my own songs.
Awesome. Well, cool. So what we're going to do, since you know the songs, Momager there, Tanya Warren, you want to introduce this first song, OMG, and we'll be back more with Reese Warren. And before we go to cut to music break, Reese, do you have any social medias or anything like that? Or
you can find me on all social medias at The Reese Warren, and you can find me on YouTube, Reese Warren.
Okay, great. And then you have a website or anything like that or not? Just that.
ReeseWarren.com.
Oh, right. Okay. All right. So cool. You want to introduce this song in your special radio way?
In my special Howard Stern? No. Okay.
You got this, Mom.
Everybody, here is OMG by Reese Warren, released just a couple of weeks ago.
All right. Well, there you go. There she was. She was waiting for this moment. All right. So again, here is OMG by Reese Warren. And we'll be back more with Reese Warren, pop artist sensation and actress. Here we go. Again, here is OMG by Reese Warren, and we'll be right back.
All genres, all indie. Now listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
Never thought I'd ever meet you. First time, feel butterflies when I'm with you. Writing diaries about our times together. All I think is you. It is true. Boy, I really think I need you. I don't know why, but I miss you. Every time I hear your name, I wanna text you. Oh my God. I'd want you. Left, right, anywhere you go, I'm right there by your side. Might be crazy, but I care to see you. I need love. I knew it right up on my wish list. It was dark till you came with the wishes. Writing diaries about our times together. All I think is you. It is true. But I really think I need you. Oh my God. Everything better.
All right, that was OMG by Reese Warren. I was expecting, it was funny, we were like goofing around off set, so forgive me, we would have cut back in earlier. But yeah, so that's OMG by Reese Warren. If you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. But if you really, really like that song, how can people check it out?
You can check it out on Spotify. You can find me at Reese Warren, and you can check it out. I have it posted all over my Instagram, you know. So at the Reese Warren, just go find me.
Okay, now is there a music video yet?
Okay, so the music video was supposed to drop on April 15th, but it was a little bit delayed because of it still being edited and just, yeah, you know,
the post-production stuff. Post-production.
Yes.
Stuff.
Got it. So it has been delayed, but it should be up soon.
Awesome.
And awesome. I'll let you guys know as soon as
Right now it's on
notice.
Spotify.
Yes.
Yeah. And then and then they could download what else? Spotify. What else?
Apple Music.
Apple Music.
All of the major platforms. Deezer, okay, etc.
Awesome.
So it's everywhere.
Cool. And then so we also got another song. Flowers.
Flowers.
You want to talk about what inspired you to do that particular song and what's that about? Yeah. What's that about?
Well, you know, I wanted a slow kind of song, and I wrote this one again with Danny and Timeline. Amazing producers, by the way. Amazing songwriters. And, you know, they came up with the idea. So this song is more about just, you know, a breakup, and it's slow. It's more, you know, sad. And, yeah.
Okay. Well, cool. And have you had a breakup yet, by any chance, in your life?
No, I haven't.
So, but maybe when you do, this is the type that you listen to, or is it kind of?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like I listen to probably something. I don't know.
Where do the name Flowers come from? Like, how did you come up with that?
From the chorus. And not wanting to just receive flowers for an apology for, you know, something that you've done, and you think that flowers can just make it okay.
Got it.
You know.
Cool. Well, Miss Guest Co-host, Tanya Warren, would you like to introduce this song as well?
Sure. Right now?
Yeah.
Mama, you are not here.
All right, everybody, this is Flowers by Reese Warren. It was released earlier this year, and you can also see the music video on YouTube.
Oh, so there is a music video on this one.
Yes, for Flowers, there's a music video. It's done in, it was shot amazingly by Chronic Productions, and it was shot at the Salton Sea, and it is, it's a beautiful video.
Awesome. Well, again, here is Flowers by Reese Warren, and we'll be back more with Reese Warren. Again, your socials one more time?
You can find me at The Reese Warren everywhere.
All right. So again, here is Flowers by Reese Warren.
All indie. Now listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
I don't want flowers, all I ask from you is truth, but it's too hard for you. I fall apart when he takes my love for granted. I don't wanna wake up, baby, I don't wanna wake up. But you don't care, you don't ask me, do you think flowers make me happy like the rest? You don't get me, all I needed was your company. I'm a mess, I get it, she'll probably forget it. Give me time back you wasted. Give me time back you wasted. Give me time back you wasted. I don't want flowers, all I ask from you is truth, but it's too hard for you. I fall apart when he takes my love for granted. I don't wanna wake up, baby, I don't wanna wake up. But you don't care, you don't ask me, do you think flowers make me happy like the rest? You don't get me, all I needed was your company. I'm a mess, I get it, she'll probably forget it. Give me time back you wasted. 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 Give me time back you wasted.
And you forgot to mention Jensen.
Here we are. We are back in the studio. Again, that was Flowers by Reese Warren.
Woo-hoo.
Welcome back, guest co-host Tanya Warren. Welcome back.
Woohoo!
And my guest of the hour, Reese Warren,
what's
pop artist,
up?
Actress. Welcome back. So cool. Well, awesome. Great song. Again, another cool song. We'll give some props again. Who do you want to give some props and shout outs to about that song?
Danny and Timeline for making an amazing song for me.
Awesome. Well, cool. So again, that one was called Flowers, and then the other one was called OMG. So if you want to catch both, again, you could go to Spotify. There's also a music video for Flowers on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And then there's all their streaming or downloading places they could go, right?
Yeah, all of the major music platforms, the songs are on there.
Awesome. Yes. Well, cool. Well, congratulations on those.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Now, are you planning to possibly maybe do a tour sometime?
You know, when my when I drop an album, then I will be planning on going on tour.
Now, how many songs have you recorded so far? Like, let's have me...
Six.
Six. Awesome. Let's name all those. Can you name them?
Okay, so we have Good Life. We have Polaroid. We have 13. We have Keep You Close, which is also one of my new ones. Flowers, obviously. And then OMG.
Awesome. Well, that's a lot. That's a lot for someone at your age. I'm not going to ask you how old you are, but...
I am 14.
It was, you said it. I didn't. that's a lot. I was still playing like G.I. Joe's, maybe. But that's cool. So congratulations. I'm so proud of you.
Thank
so cool.
You.
So again, so they can all check this out. Again, check out our music videos. And then you got a OMG coming up soon. Music
yes.
video. Awesome.
You can stay tuned for that.
And who would you like to possibly, aside from Ariana Grande, if you had a choice, if someone said, hey, who would you like to open up for somebody? Who would you like to open up
for?
Put it out there. You
goodness.
Never know.
Okay. Oh my goodness. Okay, besides Ariana Grande?
Yeah.
Sabrina.
Who?
No, I'm more thinking of like Tyler the Creator.
Okay.
She's going to say that.
Tyler the Creator?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Well, cool. We'll put it out there. You never know. You never know. So, well, really quick, guest co-host, you have any quick other questions before we wrap up here?
No.
Okay.
I'm good.
Oh, cool. Well, I want to say thank you, Miss Reese Warren. I'm very, very proud of you for not only the artist that you are, but also the human being that you are. You've always been a sweet person on the carpets, but also as a human being.
Thank you so much.
You're a beautiful human being, both inside and out. So for those that don't know who she is or want to check her out more of her, check her out at her at...
Reese Warren, at the Reese Warren.
At the Reese Warren. Was there a Reese Warren before? Or you just put the Reese Warren?
I put the Reese Warren.
Got it, the Reese Warren. And then you'll see why her brothers are so protective. Go check her out.
Thank you so much.
She's a very pretty personality, but also a very pretty person as well. But also the best of all, a pretty heart. All right?
Thank you.
That's all we'll count. And then you guys, and you have a beautiful family. Your mom's really awesome. So you got, obviously, you come from a lineage of beautiful people. So let's say what's up to you. What was your dad's name one more time?
Thomas Warren.
Thomas Warren. Awesome. Remember, Thomas Warren, Tyrone Town on the will. I'm so joking. So again, Thomas Warren, what's up? And then to all the Warren family, even if they're not supportive, we're going to say what's up to them just because mm-hmm. we just got to, you know, tell them what's up. And
yeah, they're supportive.
Well, again, I'd like to end off this show. This show is about inspiring others. You've been inspired We want to inspire those. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there, Miss Reese Warren, that maybe want to do what you do, become an actress or a singer, or just follow their dreams in general?
Just never give up on your dreams. If it's what you truly want, then you shouldn't let anybody tell you that you can't do what you are trying to do.
Okay, awesome. And piggyback on that, Miss Mominger, talent, personal talent manager to Reese Warren, any inspiring words of wisdom?
Yes, again, just as Reese said, don't give up and stay focused. And it's a lot of hard work and a lot of commitment and sacrifice. So don't do it unless you're really, really all in.
Awesome. Well, I want to say thank you both. Best of luck with everything that you do. You're always welcome back. And then I wish you the best of luck with everything. Congratulations on all your success. Again, check it out. Her songs are OMG. And then her other song is Flowers. Check them out on Spotify. Check out her music videos as well. And check out our other music all on her other platforms, as well as check her out at The Reese Warren. That's R, that's T-H-E and then R-E-E-S-E-W-A-R-R-E-N. All right.
Yes.
Well, thank you both. Thank you for being a good guest co-host.
Thank you.
And
thank
you for being a great guest of the hour.
Thank you so
much. And
thank
you all
for
tuning in. God bless you guys all. I do appreciate all your guys' nice emails, and I have gotten to them. I want to read some off the air. So please keep coming in. and so I do appreciate those. I thank you guys all. And I like to end off my show, Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you so much.